Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
We don't come to church just to praise God because it's, okay, the set time is now we're going to praise, and then we're going to worship, and then we come here because it loosens things up, it opens the atmosphere, prepares the hearts for God's Word to come and give us something. Amen? Against God, He inhabits the praises of His people. So while it was David Albritton is his name, while he was praising and singing God, God was moving things in his favor. Amen? Amen. There is power in praise. Psalm 100. Look at this. Psalm 100, verse 1. It'll come up on the overhead. Psalm 100, verse 1. Out of the Amplified, make a joyful noise to the Lord. You see, how many of you have seen? Listen, when David Albritton started praising God, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Was that a joyful noise? No. Now, if you're not getting anything out of praising God, how much do you think God's getting out of your praise to Him? Hello? And so he says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with what? Singing. Come before His presence with singing. Next verse. Know, perceive, recognize, and understand with approval that the Lord is God. It is He who has made us, not we ourselves, and we are His. I give myself away. You're not yours to give, but we just acknowledge, yeah, you got us. Amen? We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into His courts with what? With praise. You see, you get to God. You come into His presence with praise, with worship. You don't come in there without making a joyful sound. Oh, God, it's so bad. Won't you help me? You got no faith that He can help you. Why are you crying to Him if you got faith that He can help you? Yeah. All right, they keep moving on this. All right, so it says, yeah. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful and say to Him, bless, and affectionately praise His name. Next verse. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. You see, God's not this way today and that way tomorrow. He's not like you and me. One day you're up, the next day you're down. We're like yo-yos. You understand? We're like Christian yo-yos. We're up and we're down, and we're up and we're down. And God is not like that. God is always positive. God is always moving forward. God is never regressing. God is never going backwards. He's always progressing. Always. God is always positive. Praise is always positive. True praise is always positive, backed up by faith. Can you say amen to that? And so we need to praise God. And there's some people who don't get into praise and worship. They just don't do it. In churches, you can go to a church where they're exploding in praise and worship, and everyone's worshiping God and their hands up. I went to Hillsong's, and I was in Hillsong for a week, and I was at three services a day and then one big service that night at the Olympic Stadium, and it was the Hillsong worship team. And my Lord, we were thousands of us, and the people, the way they praised God was amazing. So I get back from Australia, and I go back to South Africa, and my pastor gets back from America, just been in a week's conference with Brother Hagen, Kenneth Hagen, and he comes back to South Africa, and we meet at church. Saturday, I have lunch with him at his house, and then the next day, I do praise and worship because I was a worship leader. I'll never forget it. The song we were doing, and you all know it, is, oh, Lord. You know which one. All you spiritual people know which one I'm talking about. Amen. And the whole congregation started to jump. The whole congregation. They were off their feet. Everyone. Hands were in there. And that's when the revival started to break out in our church. And it was like pandemonium. People were like singing nonstop. We couldn't stop singing. And it just went on and on and on and on. And I'm telling you, it was always positive. There were always healings. There were always miracles. There were always restoration. There were marriages being restored. There were people getting saved. It was always positive. Praise will bring positive results. Amen. Amen. Positive praise brings positive results. Negative praise is not praise. And when you praise God and you're negative, that means you're not in faith and you're not believing.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade, with full scholarships available.
Amen. So praise stills the enemy. Say, praise stills the enemy. There was a preacher, I want to tell you a story. There was a preacher that was trying to sell his horse. And a potential buyer came to the church for a test ride. And before the start, before he let the guy take the horse for a ride, he said to him, the preacher said, you should know that this horse only responds to church talk. Go is praise the Lord, and stop is amen. So the man and his horse, he gets on the horse, and he said, praise the Lord. And the horse started to walk. And he said, praise the Lord again. And the horse started to trot. And he said, praise the Lord again. And the horse started to take off and gallop like crazy. And he saw a cliff edge right over here. Ah, he saw it and he screamed out, amen. And the horse stopped. And he said, sure, praise the Lord. And the reason I told you that is because we know the words too often, but we don't know the meaning. We understand that, and we try to praise, but we don't know what the results can be and what it is. We've got the lingo down, but we don't do the praise in faith and worship. Can you say amen? I mean, think about it. When's the last time you got free in praise and worship and God started to talk to you? You know, when we stand here and we're praising God and I'm getting lost in worship, I'm closing my eyes and I'm letting the Spirit come upon me and hearing what He's saying and I'm praising God, He speaks to me most of my time there and I get most of my messages for you. Amen? And so we need to praise God. Now I want to tell you why we should praise God. How many of you want to know why we should praise God? Amen? And then we're going to look at how we should praise God. So I want to look at why we should praise God, and then how we should praise God. Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, so some reasons to praise God. First of all, Almighty God is worthy of our praise and our worship. The number one reason is because He's God and He's worthy. He is worthy of praise and He's worthy of worship. Look at Psalm 18, verse 3a says, okay, you can go on to the next one. Psalm 18:3. Here's what it says. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Did you lose that one? All right. Well, here's what it says. Psalm 18:3. There you go. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. If anybody's worthy to be praised, it's God. What Jesus Christ did for you and for me, He's worthy of my praise. Believe me. He took my punishment. He took my judgment. He took my sin. He took my sickness. He took my disease. He took everything. He ransomed me. He died for me. He went to hell for me. He took my judgment. He's worthy to get my praise. Let me tell you what. I'm telling you, I used to praise a guy when he'd take the ball and he'd run over a dotted line. I would praise a, we had rugby those days in South Africa. And if a guy crossed the, you know, it's a pigskin full of air, he run over the white line, gets a touchdown, a try, we would praise. hallelujah, going screaming. We didn't scream hallelujah, believe me. But I would praise a sports star when you look at what Jesus did. He got the ultimate touchdown. You understand? When the post, when they kick the ball to see if they get the extra point, and the guys stand like this, right? The ref. Is that right? Well, that's how they stood for Jesus. He got it. Clear. Positive. Decisive. He whipped the devil for you and for me. He took our punishment. He took our shame. He took our sickness. He took our disease. He took hell. He took what we should have taken. He said, no, I'm not going to let you take it. I love you too much. I will never let you go through this. Just receive me. That's who deserves my worship. That is who deserves my praise. Now, it's okay to admire other people. I'm not saying sports is bad. It's not. I love sports. And I'm not saying, you know, that we shouldn't admire. But always remember, the gift and the talent that that person is displaying comes directly from God. It comes from God. These Olympic stars, it comes from God. These NBA stars, it comes from God. And then they earn $23 million in 1 year, and they think it comes from them. You know, there's something wrong when somebody can earn $34 million. They just signed up a guy for soccer in England. $34 million, he can earn that. There's something wrong with this picture. When people are dying of starvation, there's something not right. Listen, give him a million or two, okay, but $34 million? Are you kidding me? Something is not right. And we put our priorities in the wrong places. I like sport. I love sports. So don't get me wrong. I'm just saying our priorities, we better prioritize correctly. God is worthy of my praise. God is worthy of praise. Tell your neighbor, say, God is worthy of praise. Revelation 5, verse 11. It'll come up on the overhead. Revelation 5, 11. Look what he says here. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Would you say there were a few? Help me, Lord. Verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. There's where praise should be directed. That's who's worthy. The Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Worthy is that Lamb. I love it. Let me read that again. Worthy, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. There's where we should be praising. I'm telling you, he's worthy of our praise. That's why we come to church and we start off the service with praise, because he's worthy to receive praise. And incidentally, that's a time where God receives from us, and hopefully it comes up to his nostrils as a sweet-smelling aroma. And the whole thing about praising God is, as you praise him and you worship him, he receives it and he starts moving things in your favor. You go to Benny Hinn conference, and while they're singing, praising, and worshiping God, people are being healed.
Yes, sir. Yes.
People get healed in our services during praise and worship. People get healed during that time.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.